Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have another one of what's frankly my favorite segments that we do. It's the In Their Words. And this is when we get to speak with a Fran Coach client who is now turned into a franchise owner. This one, I think, is even better because this guest first came to us after listening to the Franchising 101 podcast. So kind of the whole full circle thing. Plus, he's got awesome hair, so we want to talk all about that as well. So as we do the run through, awesome. So first off, before we get to Hair Boy, quick reminder, Fran Coach, who are we? We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 600 franchises now, and our goal is to help each and every one of our clients find their perfect match. And the goal, as always, of the Franchising 101 podcast is to just help educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. So we've got that out of the way. Enough of that. Let's get to the good stuff. Joining us today from somewhere in Pennsylvania is Mr. Cody Johnson. Cody, thanks for joining us today.
You got it, Tim. How's it going?
It is great. Definitely causing some hair envy, but it's all good. As I like to said after like 5 years ago when I gave up hope. I don't know if this is politically correct, but chicks dig the bald head. So the story goes when my wife and I met the first time, I was still hanging on to some version of hair, and she thought I looked like a creepy old man. And then next time I had shaved, and that's when, you know, I got my hooks in her and stalked her till she married me. So you know, while it looks, you know, young and pretty like yours, keep it, but eventually, brother, you know, man up like this. So
yeah, I've never heard a guy with hair say that, and I've never heard a guy without hair not say that. So yes. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, you know, when you age, like every milestone, right? You know, 40 is the new 30, 50 is the new,
right.
It's all a bunch of crap, right?
Yeah. So
it is indeed. So thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate it. It's been a blast getting to know you and work with you, and so excited for you with your journey. I got a bunch I want to kind of ask you about today, but first off, like the heck with the franchise and all that stuff. Tell us a little bit about Cody.
Yeah, I'm a family guy, married, wife and kids. And that's one of the big things behind my franchise journey here is trying to make sure they're all set up. But a big Eagles fan, you can see back there, and maybe from the color of the room. Did a lot of, was in business for about 10 years. Did that for a while, took a gap year and decided that I needed to do something different. Called a gap year, I was working, but not.
It sounds cooler when you say a gap year, though.
Call it a gap year. Yeah, that's what we're calling it in the house. But started during that gap year, started listening to podcasts. Some guy kept at the end of his podcast saying, if you're shaking if you're nodding your head, call us or get a hold of us. And I think so far it's the best decision I've made.
Well, minus marrying your wife.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Let's be honest. Neither of our spouses are going to listen to this episode.
So no, I know.
We can say whatever we want. It's all good. The aforementioned gap year, which cracks me up every time you say that. What even kind of got you thinking about franchise ownership to even start poking around, looking at podcasts and things like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I totally broke the mold for a year and did something I worked in offices for 10 years and just spinning my wheels. And I wanted to kind of take a break. I stepped back, wanted to focus on my family, focus on me and kind of decide what was next. And during that year, a local body shop, a garage came up for sale. The building did. The business had moved on. It was successful. And I thought it'd be really cool to have a business to put into that garage. So I started just Googling automotive franchises, and my mind was blown. Totally blown, because I'm looking at franchises for everything now. Everything I look at is different from the initial investment. I look at one franchise and it'll have three or four different initial investments. All are probably incorrect to a degree. Where they want you, where they don't want you, what buildings need to look like. Then opening it up to, there's so much more other than franchising. Once I started researching it and realizing all the franchises that I didn't necessarily know were franchises around me, and seeing what the opportunity was, it was incredible. So it seemed interesting. I started listening to this Fran Coach podcast. And honestly, what I did was I Googled Franchising 101 podcasts, and that's what came up, because I needed that 100 level course. I just needed the basics. I went to the very first podcast and started listening from there. And I got pretty far into it, farther than I should have before I got a hold of Tim here.
Well, as back on the better half thing, as my wife has pointed out many times, the early episodes really suck. So you're better off kind of skipping to the end. But cool. So we, and I know when we connected, you'd kind of shared a little bit of that, but you talked about kind of your family, your significantly yes. better half, your we don't have one boy, we have two of them, right? We got little twins. So talk about kind of that family driver for you in looking to this. What were some things that were really important from that standpoint?
Yeah, I wanted something that was going to really secure our future. And we have 401ks, we have investments, there's all kinds of other things we have. But what seemed to be the best opportunity was franchising. This is something that, and I'm not sure which episode it was, but you're already talking about exit strategies. And it just opened up my mind to, okay, this is something that I get to be in charge of and really grow to, wow, this sets up my family's future. Whether I stick, so my kids are 3 and a half, I don't know, it'd be great if I stick with one franchise for that long and maybe they take it over, or I get to a point where I sell it, or there's so many other opportunities that really sets up my family's future really well that I never really thought of at all. I think this puts the best foot forward for us.
Yeah, no. And I think just that control factor, right? Not that we have to be control freaks, but working for somebody else, you don't have control over what that trajectory looks like. Right. And you can't get done with the job and say, hey, I want to sell this position to the next person that comes in to take it. You don't get to do that. You leave. Right. And if you're a good employee, maybe they throw you a little party on the last day. Right. So yeah, I got some cake. Awesome. With this, you do, right. And I know you and I spoke of this as your boys get older, because I've experienced this with Logan, who's 9 now and was been doing this 7.5 years, right? So it's kind of the only thing he's ever known me do is have businesses, is that they get to see, like, there's another pathway, right? And as kids, a lot of, like, go to college, get your degree, get your job, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but your boys are going to see there's a whole nother path we could create for ourselves down the road. And that's awesome. So you'll see that sooner probably than you think from both of them.
Yeah, that's the thing with kids. You forget how attuned they are to everything around them and picking up on things. And all of a sudden, I'm sure they'll come home one day and say, "So you own what?" You know, and I won't be ready for that. It'll probably be before the birds and the bees conversation. I don't know. We'll see. But right around there.
I guarantee you will have, by the time they're in school, you'll have some shirts with the name of the franchise on it in their size. Mine wears there was a hoodie last year that we bought that had Franchising 101, and he was wearing it to school. And, like, you know, like, well, I was telling some of the kids, I'm like, I appreciate it, dude, but I don't think third grade is the demographic, right? So, but good effort, right? Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. Super cool. So as we get started with this, and we have our couple calls, and then we get to the point of introducing you to franchises. And if memory serves, I think we started with three.
Yep.
Right. And so that's always the crapshoot call, right? Is you're sitting there on your end going, I have no idea what this dude's about to present. And I'm sitting here on my end going, I don't know how this dude's going to respond to this, which one of the many reasons why I do these things over the phone, so I don't have to see people on those calls, right? I don't want to have to read the body language or whatever. But can you think back to kind of what your thoughts were on that call when we went over those three options?
Yeah. So you had said earlier in the process, and you say this on a lot of the podcasts, that you're going to present three options and they might outwardly look like three very different companies. But as you start to peel back the layers, you can start to see some similarities. And I think that also harkens back to an earlier step in the process where you're digging into me, the franchisee. And I went into that thinking, well, this is just going to be about, he's going to run a credit thing or just ask me some financing questions. And it's deeper than that. And I think that's one of the keys that you don't get from Google or anything else is the process is so much deeper into who you are. What are you looking for? Who do you want to work with? What kind of businesses do you want to run? That actually, I think that gave me a ton of confidence going into, my lights went on, going into the, that call where you presented the franchises. And then I immediately started to rank them. And then that ranking flipped and turned and went all kinds of different ways. But I was excited because I think I could see myself in all three of those and in very different roles. One of them, even when I had spoken to an owner, said, I work 20 hours a week. So it's like, oh my goodness, this guy, it's part-time ownership. Other ones, you are out there actually doing the job. Another one, you're more in the office. Everyone was a different role, but on the back end, support and the other elements, as I went through the process were more similar. So they were very interesting, and very different, to say the least. Yeah.
Yes. Right. And, surface level, very different, but had those core elements. And I know there wasn't really one, a lot of times there's one that really stands out that people are like, oh my gosh, what are you doing with that? Right. We didn't really have that. Right. You had the thing where probably the first two or three touch point calls we had, the ranking was changing. Right. Or you'd made the comment like, okay, well, I like this one best until the next call with the next one, right? And then it was like the recency bias, right? What were some things that kind of helped differentiate for you as we went through this?
It was the owner calls were good. Now, one of them, we got into the owner calls very early, and I can see how it was too early because as I had more calls with the franchisor, was able to read more documents and do some of the more in-depth parts of the process before speaking to the franchisors, I had better questions for the owners. I had a better mindset on where we needed to be. But I think I started to kind of evaluate the processes and say, okay, I know they're not my boss per se, but with franchises, you have to follow the plan. Who's putting forth the best plan here that I really think is going to help me be successful in the end? And there was definitely ebb and flow. Like you said, I absolutely would get on a call and, you know, oh, I don't know if I want this one anymore. Then I did, and then I didn't. And then, but you, like you say, you don't need to make a decision. And I think I did still make a decision kind of, but it makes itself clear.
Yeah. Well, and you're no different than, like, anytime I say that, I know, like, that's, again, I know one of those things people are like, ugh, what is this guy talking about? Of course I'm going to have to make a decision, but it does, you do eventually get to that clarity. It takes a little time. And I know we had three, we eliminated one because it kind of felt like these two were clearly better for you, not better franchises. Right. And then we got down to two, and I remember you said, like, I don't know how I'm going to like figure that out. And again, we did just slowly have a little bits of separation, and you did such an amazing job with the process, for this. We get to the end, you do the meet the team day, become a franchise owner of
Senior Helpers.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, cause this is all of, like, I don't know, like a week or so old, right? give us the elevator pitch. Senior Helpers. Gee, Cody, tell us what Senior Helpers does.
Senior Helpers is it's in-home care. And everyone hears Senior Helpers and you think immediately someone who was older or infirmed or something like that. And that absolutely is something that we work with. We'll help anybody. We'll go to your house. We'll help you do your dishes. We can take you places to go pick up your groceries. We'll help you get around, up and in and out of bed. It's not just somebody who's in the AARP club. It's somebody who maybe had an
accident.
Don't knock that, please.
Okay. Don't make me bust out my card. I got it.
No, I'm not knocking that. I'm just using that as more,
as an example. Got it. I got it. Okay.
Exactly. But if somebody had an accident, it could be a younger person who had maybe a spinal accident and they're not able to move as well. That's somebody that Senior Helpers can work with, because the staff is trained on how to move those people. Offices have centers of excellence for training, where that's what we do. We get the staff up to speed on how to work with people who might need help getting up and out of one of the reclining chairs, up and out of a bed, help getting into the kitchen. We're making everyone's lives easier and making it so that you can stay at home, making it so that you don't have to go into a nursing home and be in somebody else's control. You still have control. You're in your home. You can continue to live your best life. Senior Helpers is making people do that.
Awesome. So what was it about Senior Helpers that became the right fit for you?
Like you said, we almost did two meet the team days. It was close. And then I finally had the moment of, okay, when I wake up every morning, what do I want to be doing? And I thought, this is the company I want to work for. And every person I spoke to along the way was very honest about it. And I felt it was a very reciprocal relationship through the process of I was being vetted as much as they were being vetted. We were having very honest conversations. We were very factual in the things we were saying back and forth about expectations, timelines to get ramped up. But I think one of the biggest things for me was, and you kind of laid this out too, was how this beginning part of the process goes is likely how the company functions. And Senior Helpers was very detailed. The presentations that were given were very detailed. The phone calals we had were very detailed. You felt supported through those phone calls and those interviews and those interactions. And it was just further supported as I got into more of the meet the team days and met with the operations team and the marketing teams. it just pushed everything over the edge to see all the resources that they provide to a franchisee and all the support they provide to the franchisee. And it's something that you say in your podcast, support is different for everybody. You can't just say, what's support like, or you have to word that question so specifically because it's so different for everyone. I think they provide more than enough. And somebody who I'm stealing your line of this has to work. Support is huge. I wanted that support because this is it. Like we said earlier, this is my future. You know, we're not doing the 401k. We're doing senior helpers. We're making a franchise work. Right. And I want the support to make that happen. And senior helpers had it all. They really did.
Yeah. No. Awesome. And they are, every franchise has support. That's the point of the franchise.
Right.
These guys do go above and beyond with that. Right. And I think especially for, since you're first time owning a franchise, some of those things you're going to need support in areas you don't even know are areas yet. And I know you really felt confident throughout that, like, man, this is buttoned up. They've got everything there. Right. Still comes down to the X factor in success for a franchise owner, franchisee is you, right? You're still the one. And I think as we got towards the end, that those subtle differences between the final two, like you getting up and going to do this every day, pointed here, right? You getting out and going to talk to people in the community, like you're a schmoozer, dude. You're going to be great at that, right? So, all of those things, again, I think, and of course, schmoozer is meant in the best possible way.
Right.
So,
I understand.
Being able to do that. So, so that's awesome. And really, like, and I can't thank you enough for how you've gone through, how you went through this process, because again, you just open-minded, embraced everything that we've gone through. And even on those times you were like, oh man, I don't like, how are we going to figure this out? Is this right? Ultimately we get there to the end and have that clarity. So awesome job, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now we're just in the, like, I don't even know, we're officially in honeymoon stage yet, right, with this, but we're getting ready to get started with the training, right? And obviously with this, well, maybe not obviously, but with this industry, there's some licensing and things like that. So you got a couple of months until we're open, thinking into the fall somewhere, right, for this probably, towards the end of the year maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking... goal is probably October. So the way they run their trainings, their in-person trainings, which is really the final step before opening your doors. It's every other month. Next one is in October. My goal is to have as much of everything set up as possible so that come that training, I can come back to Reading and we can open those doors and have our big ceremony with me and maybe one other person. And make it look bigger than it is.
Yes. That's always key. Yeah. Right. No, very, very, very cool. No, that's awesome. And I know you're going to be super busy with all of that. And then you just kind of hit the other thing, like, for anybody listening that has, you know, older relatives in Reading, Pennsylvania, we now know who to call. So, just tell them to hang on for a couple months. We'll be there with this. So that's
I'll
awesome.
Start making house calls now and you know, helping people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you've not only gone through the whole FranCoach process and the discovery process with franchisors, but you came to us. We got to meet because you were, like everybody out there, all three people that are listening to this podcast now, right? So, hi, Mom. Well, now we got two left. So, what would you tell somebody that's maybe sitting there like, hey, I wonder if this is my pathway? What would be some advice you would give somebody maybe sitting where you were a few months back?
It is, don't wait. If you say you're listening to the podcast and you're a few episodes in and things sound good, just contact you, just reach out, because reaching out to it wasn't, okay, now you're locked in and we're going to be doing all these things. It was still both, both you, Tim, and I having conversations of, is this even right? And that is, I felt that was very sincere through the process of this early on, I should say, of we're going to decide if this is even the right thing for you to do right now. So I did way too much Googling. So everyone stop Google, just put that down. Yes. Don't do that. Yeah. If you've listened to some of these episodes and you say, this sounds good, just reach out. Because Tim will be very honest. You'll be very honest, I think, with, hey, this is not the right time, but here's when the right time is versus, you know, okay, I think we're on the right. I think we have the right things in place. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, reach out. Great advice. Reach out. If we only knew how. Wait, let me think. Franchise.net, franchising101podcast.net, little plug, but that I was getting to anyway. But the you mentioned the Google thing. I literally had a call with somebody earlier today, and we're already vetting some franchises. And I literally had that conversation. We stop Googling. Yeah. Right. Just it's in some ways like if you're listening to we haven't talked yet, like go ahead, feel free, Google away, right? We're at the end now, so you would have already heard the app. We've literally, like, you know, we've got a partnership with entrepreneur.com. You just listened to their ad a few minutes ago in the middle of this. They've got every list known to man, right? It's awesome. It'll overwhelm the crap out of you, right? Because there are so many different things. There are, and again, with your background, right? Like, this wasn't something that had been on your radar for like your whole life. It's rarely people start a franchise. It is rarely what they thought it was going to be when they started this process. So Google, get overwhelmed, right? Then I'll tell you to stop, right? Because it's not about what's out there. It's truly, and Cody, you talked about this. It really is. It's each person. What are you good at? What do you want? What are your values in this? And then how is that going to align with the franchise? So again, I appreciate how you've if I could clone your hair, I'd clone your hair. but how you went through this has been fantastic, man. So I can't thank you enough and greatly appreciate you coming on and chatting with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to show up your head anytime you want. So you just let me know. But it's been a pleasure. If I could do it again, I absolutely would. I've spoken to people about what I'm doing and they say, well, what did you even do? And I tell them to listen to this podcast and to contact you if they have any, if they're serious, if they're sincere about it, because this was so much better. I think this was the right journey. And I think the way you step it out, outline it is perfect. I couldn't be more pleased with how everything's worked.
Awesome.
I'm very appreciative.
No,
but if you'd ever send your address, you won't, but I'd send you a care package. probably would have a wig in it, but we don't need to even go there.
Don't think I don't have some of those already, but it's cool, man. And I appreciate that. This is the thing is like, go back to what you said a little bit ago. It's like, this is really just the education piece of help you learn enough to know if this is the right path. And if again, I always like, and I say this like jokingly, but seriously, like if you're 20 some minutes into listening to an episode, you have the curiosity of like, hey, I want to learn more. You don't get on to pick your podcast platform and type in franchising if there's not some level of curiosity in this, right? If it's not the right path for now, then at least you kind of file that away for later. And then every now and then it is, and we find that perfect thing. Looking forward to you being this fantastic senior helpers owner. No pressure, but we're looking towards rookie of the year for you in 2023. So no pressure or anything.
Yeah, so, that's the goal. And for everyone listening, you'll hear a distinct point in the podcasts where Tim uses the term right significantly less. This does happen. So just be aware of that. You're going to hear it come up.
Yeah, you may be one of the very few people that's gotten into my head about things that I say. And the way we all have our little, like, you know, like our pet words that are our transition. Right is I know I'm not the only one is one. I really blame it. You know, I really say the word right.
No, I don't. We never got too deep in.
My wife's maiden name is Wright.
Oh,
so it's really, it's all for you. It's all for you, honey. Love you.
Yeah, no, she's not listening. We've been through this. They're not listening.
No. That part will be edited out and sent to her directly. So, so no, all good, my friend. Thank you. Really, it's been a pleasure helping you with this, and I'm excited to see you just absolutely kill it. And even for you, I'll root for the Eagles this year. So we'll go with that. So thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it, Tim. Thank you. Appreciate everything.
Awesome. Everybody else, we already told you, FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net. Send us a message. There's never any fee for our service. Let us work with you. See if we can help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.